prosperity left Utica, New York, several decades ago. Once mighty factories are now in ruin, reminders of a faded glory. The hum of industry and people reached its peak in 1960, when the population grew to more than 100,000 people. Peter Vogelaar from the Mohawk Valley Refugee Resource Center didn't live here then. He arrived more than three decades later, when the population stood at little more than 60,000.
Well, it's the Rust Belt. It's the, you know, the a lot of light manufacturing. There was a close of a military base just north of Utica in Rome that lost, I believe, around 30,000 jobs. A lot of the jobs were either moving south or overseas.
But as jobs headed one way, refugees began to arrive in the opposite direction. The phenomenon grew in the 1990s, creating a mutually beneficial relationship between a community starving for improvement and refugees looking for a new start.
There was a realization that, you know, hey, this is actually a good thing for us as a community.
Utica is now home to roughly 5,000 refugees who fled the conflict in the Balkans in the mid-1990s. They make up almost 10% of Utica's current population and have transformed derelict neighborhoods into thriving communities. When the Balkan conflict ended in the late 1990s, the number of new Bosnians arriving in Utica dwindled. But that didn't stop the flow of other refugees.
Sunday, do you ever go fishing?
The Mohawk Valley Refugee Resource Center is the main organization helping refugees resettle here. Center staff members provide a variety of services, including guidance through the difficult experience of living and working in a foreign country.
Toaster. Good.
Like that.
English lessons at the center are as important and busy as ever. Most of the classes are now made up of African and Burmese students looking to gain the language skills necessary to land a good job.
Yes, the book.
How much is the book?
Mohammed Hussein Mohammed is one such student. He fled famine and fighting in Somalia in 1993 and resettled in the southern state of Texas before moving to Utica last year. He has a family of six and prefers living in Utica because it is closer to his extended family and closer to living the American dream.
How much is the tax for the book and the notebook?
It's easy to find a job. For job, it's easy, but still I didn't find it easy for buying it. If you have money, you can buy your house, you know. When you make money, when you work hard and work very good, and you can make money, you can go buy a house.
Home ownership in Utica is within reach for many refugees. The city of Utica and other landowners are happy to sell abandoned and derelict homes that can be put back on the tax rolls. Much of the remodeling and home construction in the area can be attributed to the refugee population. Vogelaar often hears from people his agency has helped through the years. Many are now employed and have a new sense of self-pride, reflected in the improvements not just to the homes of the area, but the community.
The resilience of the human spirit is amazing and is demonstrated every single day among refugees.
For the most part, it has been a happy marriage between Utica and its refugee population. People who suffered through hardship and bloodshed have given new life to a city that suffered cultural and economic decline. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Utica, New York.